following statement, nine major transport unions and associations say the fees were introduced without consultation and are unfair, considering the incomplete status of the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway project and the poor state of the roads. The transport unions argue that the fees are premature and will have adverse effects on their businesses. They have since threatened to boycott the toll plazas and halt commodity transportation if government, through Infrastructure Minister Charles Milupi, does not suspend statutory instrument number 12 of 2025 for Michael Chilufya-Sata and SI 13 of 2025 for Abraham Mokola Toll Plaza. The transport unions and associations include the Copperbelt Opening Truckers Association, Oil Transporters Association of Zambia, Petroleum Transporters Association of Zambia, and the Zambia Union of Tanker Drivers and Allied Workers. Others are the Zambia Union of Tanker Drivers and Allied Workers, Truck Drivers Association of Zambia, Coaches Union and Allied Workers, and the Bus and Taxi Owners Association of Zambia. The toll fee hike includes increases for medium and heavy vehicles, ranging from 300 kwacha to 460 kwacha for certain vehicle categories. Zambia National Commercial Bank ZANACO Chief Executive Officer Mukwandi Chivesakunda says the bank's loan portfolio to the Chinese business community stands at 3.9 billion kwacha as of the 30th of March 2025. Speaking at the annual cocktail hosted for ZANACO customers from the Mandarin-speaking community as part of the Chinese New Year celebrations in Lusaka last evening, Ms. Chivesakunda expressed the bank's readiness to offer additional financing to support the growth of businesses within the community, aligning with ZANACO's commitment to putting customers first. She said this move underscores ZANACO's dedication to fostering economic growth and strengthening trade relations between Zambia and China. Ms. Chivesakunda added that the bank's support for the Mandarin community reflects its strategic approach to facilitating business expansion and investment opportunities in the region.
The investments from China into Zambia have been substantial over the last 20 years, encompassing a diverse array of sectors such as mining, infrastructure, manufacturing, and agriculture. These investments are integral to China's overarching strategy aimed at enhancing its economic involvement in Zambia, exemplified by initiatives such as the Belt and Road Initiative. Further, the investments have played a significant role in the expansion of Zambia's economy and have generated thousands of employment opportunities, thereby improving the quality of life for numerous Zambians. Zambia is currently experiencing a phase of significant economic advancement. The World Bank anticipates that Zambia's GDP will experience a growth of around 6.6% this year. This offers a remarkable chance for your businesses to flourish, and we at ZANACO are committed to assisting you throughout the entire process.
And the president of the Chinese Chamber of Commerce in Zambia urged ZANACO to provide more facilities to the Chinese business community at affordable interest rates. He emphasized the necessity for Chinese businesses to work closely with local banks, understand their policies and products, and benefit from their services.
We are also recommend that there is a business community to the bank. I think the Chinese business people, we can see they are quite disciplined, and we can see it's a reliable business community, which I'm sure is can benefit from banks. Meanwhile, also can contribute to the bank, so that we can grow together. And also, I'd like to take the opportunity to urge also our Chinese colleagues. We are here to do business in Zambia. I said to work with the bank. It's not something we can say no. We don't need to work with local bank, but we must work with local bank.
Local Government Service Commission Vice Chairperson Brian Ndumba has warned newly recruited officers in the country against engaging in corrupt activities. Speaking at the closing ceremony of an induction program in Chongwe District yesterday, Mr. Ndumba emphasized that local government plays a crucial role in driving national development and improving community welfare. Mr. Ndumba highlighted the importance of professionalism and understanding the operational dynamics of local government service. He expressed confidence that the training provided would equip officers with the necessary culture, values, policies and procedures to excel in their roles.
Let's take care of this job. This job will take care of us. In the government, it's not only words. In the government, even in papers, the same papers where you are sitting, the same papers going to talk against you. That's the problem with government papers. We want you to bring in new blood. Punch in new blood in the system. Government has invested a lot of resources. All pedigree of performance has been directed towards local government. You are lucky you are coming at a time when you are talking of full devolution.
Meanwhile, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, Gabriel Pollen, has implored local authorities to embrace each challenge as an opportunity to ignite positive change in the communities.
I want to point out that a holistic approach positions our local authorities for effective service delivery, thereby fostering sustainable development and enhancing the quality of life for all citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, this induction provides you an opportunity to confidently contribute to the development of our nation through the various skills that we possess amongst ourselves. This induction is a show of your government's commitment to ensuring that employed public service workers are equipped with the necessary capacities to ensure professionalism, good work ethic, and diligence necessary in the discharge of your duties in the public service.
The Zambia Chamber of Commerce and Industry, ZAKI, has welcomed the COMESA Regional Leather Value Chain Strategy of 2025 to 2029, describing it as a key driver for enhancing Zambia's commerce and export potential. ZAKI Chief Executive Officer Elvin Nasilele says the strategy presents Zambia with an opportunity to improve its export base to over 17% through increased value addition and industrialization in the leather sector. The recently launched strategy aims to transform COMESA member states from exporters of raw hides and skins into competitive producers of high-value leather products, leveraging on COMESA's 11% of the world's cattle population. Mr. Nasilele believes Zambia is poised to benefit through improved processing infrastructure, development of leather clusters, promotion of a national brand, and enhanced public-private partnerships. He is of the view that once the country positions itself for the strategy, which also supports job creation and entrepreneurship, youth unemployment could be tackled by empowering small and medium enterprises that are youth-led. Mr. Nasilele has, however, challenged government to address structural challenges, such as inadequate processing facilities, poor quality hides, limited skills, and weak institutional coordination to fully realize the sector's potential. Social anthropologist Dr. James Musonda says the ongoing challenges at Konkola Copper Mines KCM have justified those who oppose the handover of the mine to Vedanta, which has so far shown lack of capacity to effectively run the mine. The mine is embroiled in a dispute with Copperbelt Energy Corporation CEC over debt obligations, with KCM making a partial payment of $10.36 million towards a court-ordered settlement of $11.84 million, leaving a balance of $1.48 million. According to Dr. Musonda, the current situation at KCM is a direct consequence of a series of decisions made regarding the mine, including returning the asset to Vedanta Resources, a move he argues has validated concerns raised by critics who opposed the handover. He tells Phoenix News that the ongoing challenges are not accidental, and entities such as CEC should not be blamed for seeking to recover debt payments from the mine, further questioning Vedanta's global reputation and its capacity to mobilize funds necessary to effectively operate KCM. Dr. Musonda has urged government to draw lessons from the KCM experience and prioritize transparency in future projects, including the Lobito Corridor Initiative, the proposed electric vehicle EV battery manufacturing plant, and other developments which he warns are currently shrouded in secrecy.
People will never forgive you for the mess that you've made at KTM by giving this company to Vedanta, a company that failed, a company that has come with a tainted reputation. I want to repeat that. Globally, Vedanta has come